paracetamol is flying off supermarket shelves as the country goes into red. The government has asked people to be prepared if they need to isolate at home and not leave their house, even for groceries. Supermarket shoppers in Auckland we spoke to are feeling ready and not overly worried about the emergence of Omicron here. Jordan Bond reports.
At New World in central Auckland, one item is in hot demand.
The Panadol section is actually not a single Panadol. It's just nothing. There's no lozenges, no lozenges.
That's Jan, who backs the move to the red traffic light setting.
Going to red, I think, is the differences are quite minor, really. I mean, 100 people gather. I don't know about enough 100 people to invite to my place. So I think it's a good idea to shut it down a bit and see how we get on.
These shoppers are also relatively relaxed about the change.
Indifferent, I think, yeah. Right now.
Going to red, I think, is the differences are quite minor.
A bit apprehensive about like how it's going to unfold.
I think we've probably been given the message that perhaps it's a bit more serious than what in fact it really is.
I feel like we just need to get on with it now.
We're vaccinated, so don't feel too stressed.
Because I'm thinking that we could be in red for quite a while.
That approach may change. We may soon see thousands and then tens of thousands of cases per day if our experience is similar to Australia's. One shopper, Catherine, is feeling fine at the moment, but knows that won't last long.
Once it becomes a bit more widespread and people we know are starting to get it, then it might change. Might feel a little bit more stressed out about it, but for now, I feel pretty safe.
Some have been preparing in expectation, like Meredith.
Over the last few weeks, every shop I've just brought a few extra things and put them aside to when things like today happen, that you're prepared and planned for it.
She's stocked up on baking items and bottled water. Deborah and Neil are one couple doing a big shop. Deborah's immune deficient and will act as though this is a level 4 lockdown. She knows they're fortunate to be able to buy a lot of food in advance.
I feel sorry for people who can't afford to stock up in New Zealand, because there are people that can't go off and go a whole lot of shopping, you know, and I hope they'll be all right.
Deborah needs to go into hospital regularly and is worried the effect Omicron will have on staffing.
So I'm concerned about nurses, doctors catching it and the system going down. So we've seen what happened in Australia. It's got a more robust public health system than we have, and it's almost collapsed in New South Wales. So that would be my concern.
Another shopper, Andrea, is not worried at all and says it's now time to abandon the fight against COVID.
Let it get into the community. We've got plenty of protection. There's a lot of, you know, restaurants and businesses and people like that that are suffering really badly, and I think we just need to, you know, this is just going to make it even harder for them.
Everyone RNZ has spoken to has either had their booster or would get it as soon as they were eligible. The government has issued a readiness checklist urging people to be prepared to isolate at home if they or someone they've had contact with tests positive. Even as a close contact, the isolation period is 10 days. On the list is thinking about how you'll get food if you can't leave the house, a care plan for children and the house if you go into quarantine, as well as things like pain relief, cough syrup, or nasal sprays you might need.